Erev Pesach, Tovshi and Pei, Rabbi David Katz, Rabbinical Alliance of America, Igid Harabonim, Baruch Hashem, we were zoiche to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, and I just want to be ma'orech ha'iro for this year. We know that the beauty of Yiddishkeit is the Mesoyre. Shema b'ni Musar Avicha Val Titoish Toiras Imecha. We have a special Mesoyre that we saw by our parents, by our grandparents, our Zaydas and Babas. And we keep and stick to this Mesoyre. And this is the gewaltige beauty of Yiddishkeit. We have a lot of Chumras for Pesach. Everybody has different chumras to what he holds on to. And we don't move away from them. We do b'derech aviseinu saba. We go in the way that we were taught. And we don't move from that way. Shnas Tovshi and Pei. This year, Rachmono Letzlan, we're in a very, very shvere matzev. There's a very shvere magefe. There's a very shvere virus going around. And Rabbonim were not makel this year. Rabbonim gave different psokim this year. The beauty of a dayan who takes shemesh and has dayonis doirach hadoir from his rebbe, who was mekabel from his rebbe, have the experience and know that in each matzev, how to paskin. And this year, people had different kind of psokim on selling chometz, on tefillas kelim, v'chulu v'chulu. The Prima Godem in Soif Simen Tov Samach Dalet, Nolchus Pesach writes, Yesh Noi Hagen, the Amen Hagen, Shloi Le'echol, not to eat shum, garlic, knobel, be'Pesach and Pesach. And the Prima Godem writes, Ve'eini Yodeya, I don't know Tam Loma. And there's a lot of Torah on this Prima Godem, why they ate, and there was even a Shita that Das Torah writes, and the Baba Veruv went, had a Mesoyer on this Psak, that this minig is a tois, but a big part of Klal Yisrael did accept and did take on this minig of not eating garlic. But this year, since the doctors and health advisors say that garlic keeps a very immune body, it keeps a very clean body, and makes a very strong body that could fight bacteria and different viruses. So this year it's very recommended that even though you have the minhag not to eat garlic in Pesach, but this year the Olam could eat garlic and should eat garlic as the Rabbanim recommended. And the same thing is with vitamin C and vitamin D. Vitamin C and vitamin D are made out of kidneys. Achenu b'nei ha'ashkenaz don't eat kidneys, anything that has starch or kidneys. And this year, the Rabbonim have paskind, our gedoyla paskim. I spoke to several paskim myself, and they said that this year, it's very important to take vitamin C and vitamin D. There was a write-up that they are treating patients with vitamin C. A person could take a few thousand milligrams of vitamin C every day and should take it in Pesach. And the vitamin D take in Pesach too. It's not a dover haro la'achila. The capsules is not a dover that you eat. It's not a thing that's roi la'achila's kelev. So it's not a problem of just swallowing and drinking with a little bit of water. There are some Rabbanim who say that a chewable vitamin C may have a pshayla because it's there is derech achila and has a good taste. So there's a few options. If you want to eat a chewable vitamin C, or don't drink it with water, or you could drink it with lemon, raw lemon, or dark black coffee, or salt water. So chloik derech achila, and that's for sure not a question. But most poskim do say that regular vitamin C and vitamin D, even though it has kidneys, this year, because of our matzev, today a person should have a very strong immune system. A person should have a strong body to be able to fight his bacteria and his viruses. So these vitamins are recommended by Rabbonim and should be used and should be taken, and we should be gesund and stark. Just to be more, another thing is that soaping their hands is very important. Even though people don't soap their hands Shabbos and Yontiv, now it's a very important thing to use soap. Dove soap has no chametz, and we could use Dove soap. It's not dro l'achilas kelev, and we should soap our hands each time we touch or come from outside or go inside. Even though people stay home or other people come, you should always keep on soaping your hands. And if you dilute the soap with water, in other words, you put in water and then you put in a little bit soap, that's the best way, so you don't have a shala of memarech, and you just put a soap on the water and you soap your hands, and that's the way how to keep yourself clean. And Rebbein Shloilam should see that we are trying to do everything with according to halacha, and we want to do the rotzen of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every Yid has the biggest emunah and the biggest faith, and bringing in the Yontif Pesach as every year, and we're all listening to the Rabbonim, to whatever the Pesachim of our Rabbonim, and Hashem should see to our beautiful work, and the Rebbein Shloim should send us gesund. We should all be gesund and stark. V'hosem e'eleinu b'zbed ma'geifa. The Rebbein Shloim should say, Deide tzoriseinu enofta our tzoris. And the Rebbein Shem should send us brocha, as we read in Shabbos HaGadol Sav Torah, V'rakoysi lechem brocha, ad bli dai, ad shiyimlus v'saseichem, eloi medai. And the Rebbein Shem should help, we should all have a beautiful simcha, lechtige, freiliche, yontif Pesach. Ikim eitziseinu, memitzrayim, the Rebbein Shem should do for us nisim v'nevloz, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen.